course it should. The question is whether whistleblowers and their actions make the world a safer place or not. Or to rephrase the question, would the absence of whistleblowers make the world a more harmful place? We just heard this last speaker saying that when considering balance between the desire of certain groups and individuals for secrecy and laws that coerce individuals at the point of a gun to keep things secret, and the rights of all of us to know what our government is doing, that, well, this is simply a matter for the court. This is simply a matter for the democratic process. This is something to be ironed out between us and cast into law. But I ask you, how are we going to know if the secrecy process is working or not? Because when information is concealed, we do not know about it. The only way we can know whether information is legitimately kept secret is when it is revealed. All systems of censorship have that problem encoded within them. And because of that original sin of censorship, they all must be held to outside account. The way that has been traditionally done is by courageous individuals who are privy to information that they believe the public is interested in, squirreling it out, often at very substantial personal risk, to the public. And the public then, if the media, which it rarely is, if the media is an honest conduit, the public then decides whether to support those actions or not. So perhaps we should talk about some of those actions, because if we're not talking about what actually happens in the world, what are we talking about? We are talking about myths that exist in our own heads and hypotheticals. So I want to look at some situations in history that have led to war and perhaps have stopped war. Because a war between people certainly does not make the world a safer place. And the absence of a war, or the prevention of a war, must surely be the ultimate in making people safer. The Vietnam War was triggered by the Gulf of Tonkin incident. A lie about a boat off the coast, a US boat off the coast of Vietnam, which the United States government claimed had been attacked by the Vietnamese. That claim was a lie. And there were people privy to that claim at the time who knew it was a lie and have come forth in the last 10 years to talk about how it was a lie. But if they had come forth, if they had broken generals' interpretations of what national security secrets are, as the alleged whistleblower Bradley Manning is alleged to have done, then that war may have never have happened. Similarly, the disaster that has been the Iraq War, we all found out about doctored evidence and dodgy dossiers, but when did we find out? We found out after the war had already started and the bloodbath that was Iraq was in full flight. Why did we find out after? Was there no one concerned in the planning who felt that it was wrong? Of course there were. But the fear that these individuals had, the fear of being imprisoned and jailed for revealing that information to youth, kept them secret until later on in the process, much later on. And this year in Great Britain, we are seeing somewhat of an inquiry into that process. The Chilcot inquiry. But recall that WikiLeaks released a cable on the Chilcot inquiry with the head or chief of defence of the MOD telling the US ambassador at the time that the inquiry was being set up, don't worry, we're going to protect all your interests here. Similarly, there was a time in 2007 when there were serious moves afoot to get up a war with Iran. Most of you in this room probably remember that feeling and that time when Bush's neocons were pushing daily through their mouthpiece in the United States and in Great Britain for that war. People like Daniel Ellsberg came forth and said, do not do what I did. Daniel Ellsberg was the leader of the Pentagon Papers. Do not do what I did and wait 4 or 5 years until after the Vietnam War had started. Do not wait, come forth before this war starts and stop it. Sources did come forth to side Earth. Sources who saw the planning for that war in the Pentagon. And as a result, there were moves against it. Those sources have not been caught, they have not been exposed. They did their best, they made the change history, and they went back to their jobs and continued on. It is that latter model that we want to promote as much as possible. Whistleblowers face difficulties. Although it is rare that they end up in prison, they certainly often lose their jobs and their employment prospects. But when they can speak anonymously, they can change history, they feel proud of themselves and their act, and continue on. In 2008, we got hold of the US military's classified rules of engagement for Iraq. The rules that the US Army and its air support have to use when conducting battles in Iraq. And we worked with the New York Times to get that out, because one section of it spoke about how the US military could cross over into the border of Iraq without senior authorization at the commander level when chasing someone in the battle, or a suspected terrorist, or a number of other situations. But most wars have started as a result of border disputes, of one person crossing over, one soldier crossing over into another country's territory. And in a way, you can see the alleged fabricated Gulf of Tonkin incident as one of those cases. The Iranian Foreign Ministry held a press conference and said that this was unacceptable. And later on, we got hold of another copy of those rules of engagement from 2008, some months after that publication. And the rules had changed, so the US soldiers were not permitted to cross over into Iraq. I could speak for hours about what has occurred in Cablegate and all the tremendous revelations that have happened there. Just yesterday, the editor of the Hindu, the most respected paper in India, brought over 21 front pages from the past 6 weeks that were based on Cablegate material. The Indian Parliament has walked out 4 times, and there is now a tremendous anti-corruption movement that has been building up in that country, something that hasn't happened since the time of Gandhi.
into the final 22.
So I say to you, of course, it is obvious that whistleblowers make the world a safer place. And when we try to look at the counter-arguments, we see hot air. It doesn't mean that everything in government should be exposed. What it does mean is that the system of breaking alleged laws is working. And that must be kept going that way. Otherwise, laws cannot reflect the reality that we are in.